systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 14th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 245 of the Monday Night Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah? You brought a friend with you today.
I did. I brought a friend.
Who the fuck is this girl in my house? Who are you?
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Ashley? And are you from here? You're from here?
I'm not from here,
but you live here.
I live here.
Smart ass.
Yeah, this is a chick I've been hanging out with and tweeting about for the past couple of days.
Okay. So if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show. Oh, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That spells...
Got P?
Got P, absolutely.
All right.
I'm going to read you a little excerpt here.
Okay.
And then...
What's it from?
Well, it's a quote.
By?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure who said this. Maybe if any of you guys listening live know, you can write in thejamhole.com/feedback. Quote, I just want you to know that I want you to fuck me in my ass till you come so hard that you shake. You're the best, XO. End quote.
That sounds so familiar. Where have I heard that?
I don't know at all.
Now, see, I was just lounging, relaxing, doing work on the internet. Amy thinks she knows. Yes, who said that quote? MDS says Shazam. No, it is not Shazam. T's Cross says officially offended. No, it is not officially offended. I don't even know who that is. Amy says Danny. Absolutely right. It was from Danny's phone, but nay, it was not from her phone.
No.
Who likes anal in here? Miss? Ashley, is that your name?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, hell no.
Well, someone owes me some anal, so either way.
No. Can I call you Dana on the show?
Call me Danny, please.
I just call her Big D. Double D. That's what I call her.
No, we were at the bowling alley getting all wasted and stuff. I was really wasted.
Okay, and so hold on.
What?
So you come home with this chick half tanked already, and you're like, hey, we're going to go bowling and get we're going to go get wasted and bowl. Do you want to come? I'm like, all right, but I'm not riding with you drunks. I'll meet you guys up there. I meet him up there. I made them drive drunk, of course, because I don't give a fuck. I was totally joking about, no, you guys have to ride there. And then you guys got in her car and left. Like, I would really make you guys drive all the way up there. Like, I was sitting in there getting my iPod turned on.
I was like, fine, fuck you, dude.
And I'm like, looking at where you guys are, and all of a sudden I see you guys leave, and I'm like, wow, I was totally just kidding about
not. I recall an argument that night.
I just said, fuck it, and we're like, let's go. But yeah, we got...
So I get there, and you guys are drinking already, and you got my shoes, and you got a ball, and you got your shoes... But Ashley doesn't have anything. She's not bowling. She's there to watch, right?
And drink.
I don't bowl.
So I bowl a game, and you're out of hand at this point. I'm like, all right, there's no way. Yeah, you. There's no way, adult. There's no way I'm going to sit here and bowl another fucking game. That was painful. That was heartless,
and
painful.
Won.
And I did win by like 4.
I know.
And she keeps bringing it up. She's like, I beat you that one time. I'm like, would you seriously want to bowl with me if I destroyed your ass every single game? No, it wouldn't be fun. So I got to, you know, let you win every now and then. I hate to say it, but,
whatever,
you know.
Dude.
Honesty, right?
Anyway.
Amy says, wow, Matt will finally be outnumbered on tonight's show. Take advantage of this, Danny.
Oh, I will.
Take advantage of it.
So anyway.
So anal. Was that just because you were drunk, or?
No, that's because I was drunk and away from my phone, and someone was craving anal, not I.
Huh.
Did okay, you, I like anal sex. So.
Did you get anal that night?
No.
Do you have
actually,
a boyfriend?
Yes, that's right. Dana put it in my ass that's, on the way home.
Okay, hold on. I find that hard to believe. I don't think she could have put anything anywhere by the time
wait,
that night
she
was
over. She was puking out the side of my
she
car.
Barely put, she barely put puke in the toilet.
Maybe I put it in her ass. I can't remember.
So I fall asleep reading Scott.
I think he punched me in the face.
Just a little bit.
So I fall asleep reading Scott Sigler's Infected, which I'm halfway done with now. Awesome book so far. The triangles, man. Okay. We're down to the big five. Or no, we're down to the four horsemen now. If you guys read the book, you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm like, they're falling asleep and shit. And all of a sudden, I hear, like, a car pull up and the door shut. And then that's it. And I'm like, well, that must have been her. And I don't hear her coming up the stairs or anything. So I fall back asleep. And I wake back up and I hear, like, half stumbling up the fucking stairs. And then I don't hear her come in, so I'm like, huh. So I fall asleep again, and I wake up, and the bathroom door shut. And I, like, put my ear up to the door, and I hear this, like, kind of snoring. Not, like, snoring, but, like, rhythmic breathing, like you're passing out, pretty much. And then I hear, is that my cyst? Disgusting. For like the rest of the night. What the fuck, dude?
I drank way too much.
So we were discussing how
I was vomiting off the balcony for like an hour.
Is that what you were doing outside?
Yeah, I didn't want to come in yet. I was like, no, I'm not done puking yet. And then I thought I was cool, so I stumbled in, and as soon as I hit the door, I was like, nope, bathroom.
Did you take advantage of her while she was drunk?
I might have, because I feel like someone punched me in the face.
Not talking to you. Not talking to you, Dan.
Yes,
Ashley,
yes, I took advantage of
anal?
Her. Anally, yes.
Fantastic.
Is that why I
pooped
crooked?
Vaginally, too.
And vaginally. I hope you wiped
at
it off
at the same
first.
Time.
You got to use something clean, though. Otherwise, you'll get an infection. We've all
no
learned that.
Poo in the
can't put poo in the vag. You'll
no,
get an infection.
Just, yeah, that's sick.
It's bad news bears. That's bad news.
So how was the toilet? Comfortable to sleep on?
I think I broke my nose doing it.
You were falling asleep with your nose resting on the actual
yeah,
toilet bowl.
I have a pretty good bruise there now. And okay. It feels like I seriously woke up thinking someone punched me in the face.
She kept asking me. She's like, did you punch me in the face while we were sleeping? I'm like, no, because I was actually sleeping in the bed. You were sleeping in the bathroom. So right? It is physically impossible for me to do that.
And then I texted her. I'm like, hey, Ashley, did you hit me in the face? Or did someone hit me in the face at the bowling alley? She's like, not that I remember. I'm like, oh, okay.
Because you were ready to get in a fight.
I guess. You I would have lost.
You
horribly.
Get kind of ornery when you're drunk.
I do not. I get friendly and happy. And
was
giddy.
She? Is she a fun drunk?
She was not ornery. She was very touchy-feely.
Trying to lick some pussy and whatnot?
She was dancing and humping.
She does
the,
that
the
sometimes.
The thing that pops the balls out. We were humping that.
Were you guys just like
in
bowling?
In front of lots of high school kids.
Oh, wow. Cosmic bowling, I might add that it was.
It was so great.
And then they turned all the lights on, like, and it just totally ruined
it. Was
it.
Like high school, the reunion, and all the kids are like drinking Mountain Dew, bowling, like, hanging out with their chicks they're trying to bone. And then there's these two girls like drinking Long Islands like, hey, garçon, I'll have another and a bucket to puke in. And one of those high school boys. Not that one. That one.
I'll take all of them. I'll take the last drink I ordered. I couldn't even speak the words, dude. I stumbled that one.
Oh, God.
Now,
is
it
making them so strong.
Is it weird that you went to a bowling alley to get drunk?
Yes.
We were just bored and wanted something to do.
And when she says we, this was totally her idea.
Okay, now
I was bored.
She's like, let's go to the bowling alley. I'm like, what? Dude, how about the bar?
So check this out. You guys get here and you're like, hey, check out. It was like show and tell. Like you got a new friend. You're like, oh, look at all my stuff. Like when you're a kid and you like go to your friend's house and your friend's like, okay, this is my room. This is my Star Wars doll. This is this. This is that. Like you show them all your stuff
because
you're like, look at all my cool stuff, friend. You know, do you have stuff like this? No.
I don't have many things to show off.
Okay, so you're showing her, you show her your makeup. So now you guys are in there playing fucking dress up. like you're going out on the town. You guys got all dolled up to get drunk. Not. Okay, you, anal Ashley, double A battery.
I didn't give a fuck.
You got
I
all
put eyeliner on. Thank you very much.
You know what? All I
Hold
did,
on.
I came home from fishing, washed my hands, and left again.
Yeah, I'm surprised you even washed your hands.
I made
slob.
Her.
Yeah, Thank did. You. Because she had a, she touched a dead duck.
And then touched my mouth like a fucking.
I wouldn't even worry about swine
I
flu.
Put it
you're going to get
funny,
like.
I was like, smell.
You're going to get something way worse. So you,
Thanks.
It took you an hour to just put on eyeliner then.
An hour.
You stick to that,
was
story?
No
just,
hour. That was not an hour.
It was pretty close.
Whatever.
Okay.
And yes, the drinks are really cheap at the bar. Long Island there was $5.
Yeah, so
you mean
we,
the bowling alley.
We may be going bowling for the September 25th party for, you know,
like
the next
bowling.
Day before we go out camping.
I remember being at the last thing I remember,
or,
I think, as I was asking to play another game and if we had time. And I remember walking up holding my crotch the whole way because my crotch muscle hurt. I looked
so,
at him,
she
like,
fell on the floor and I had to help her get off the floor in the
was
middle
she,
of the bowling alley.
Was she over the line? Did she foul?
No. Hell no, I don't
I
foul.
Did it backwards granny style, though.
So you were bowling my turn.
Yeah.
Did you finally beat me when she was playing me?
I don't remember.
Okay.
No, we switched the name. It was me. She played me.
So,
played. Wait a minute.
Did you guys have a good time then? You had to be to work the next morning.
Yeah, I had a great time.
I was really hungover the next day at work.
Okay.
I was very hungover.
So were you puking all night also?
No, I puked once before bed, then
Were you
out.
Drinking as much as her?
I think I had just about as much as her, yes.
Really?
The drive home was really illegal and totally, I can't, shouldn't have been driving, but I did.
Fantastic.
And I made it.
How much did you drink before you met me at the lake?
I didn't drink anything. I didn't drink until I got to the lake.
See, I got,
and then
I had
you were
four
already
sparks.
Shitty. You were already shitty, dude.
Yeah, I had four sparks with like three Budweisers, and
yeah.
then I went over.
And then
to
she caught a
drink.
Dead duck.
Yeah.
While she was fishing.
While she was fishing.
While I was at home reading Infected.
And I caught my bobber
You
back.
Were out, is that weird now?
And then
you were
lost
out,
it again.
You were out getting infected while I was reading Infected.
That's pretty
That
hot.
Kind of blows yeah. my mind a
it's
little.
A little mind fuck right there.
A little bit.
Oh, but nah, I got so wasted that night. That was shitty drunk. I haven't been that drunk in
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, because you were puking all night, and then you woke up in the morning and went right to the bathroom and puked some more.
I did not, did I?
Yeah, you slept all day, and then you puked. Like, you got up, puked,
Weak.
And then went back to bed.
Did I?
Weak sauce.
I drank so much. Go fuck yourself.
You did that a couple times.
Okay. Dude, we only had like 3 Long Island iced teas. Like,
plus 5 Sparks and 3 Budweiser.
And then we split one.
And then we split one.
Tease Cross says, I got my dinky stinky and caught avian flu. What the fuck? What the? So why you wash your hands, slob?
I washed them.
That's and you wonder. You're always like, my eye hurts. This and that. You always putting your fucking grubby little fingers in your fucking eyes, and you never wash them. Your hands are the disgustingest part of your body, and you just always like up in your eyes and in your mouth and up in your vag. And no wonder you have problems. You know,
you're gonna die.
So I'm just saying, be cleaner. How hard is it?
It's really hard,
especially now. These are tough.
How often
times.
Do you take a shower, Matt?
That doesn't matter. I wipe myself down with moist paper towels.
I shower every day.
I shower once a week, but throughout the week, I am, you know, cleaning myself off like a cat.
Scrub, scrub, scrub. And washing hands, because it's true.
Constantly washing hands.
Me too. I carry hand sanitizer.
You gotta be. These are dire.
There's some nasty fuckers out there. I ain't trying to die.
These are dire times we're living in. She's right. There are some dirty, disgusting motherfuckers out there that will infect the fuck out of you, and you won't even know. You'll get home and be like, "Why is my crotch itchy? Oh my god!"
Swine flu style, dude. She kills people our age.
She knows.
Our age, 15 to 30. What kind of fucked up disease is gonna kill people in their prime?
AIDS.
Oh, God.
Cancer.
And the swine flu.
And ignorance.
And ignorance. Also. Ignorance is a definite killer. You For don't sure. You don't take showers very often, though. You
once
take
a week,
shower,
dude.
Like, once
That's
a week.
All I, it's because I'm clean.
No, you're
if
not.
If people outdoors weren't so fucking filthy, it's their filth that I attract. I have none of my own, per se. I go outside, and then I get covered in everyone else's filth.
You don't
filth,
sweat or
and
anything.
Then I, well, no, I
and
sweat.
And I didn't make you wash off your balls last night because they stunk.
That's not my fault.
That is your fault.
They're cooped up.
No, he comes up and he just like puts his junk in my face. He's like, lick my penis. And I'm like, ugh, no, go wash your balls. And he's like, they don't smell.
Wow.
Like, yes, they do.
Well, but you know what? When I told you I washed him, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Moving on. No, I did.
In your face.
I did with a moist paper towel.
Oh, my God. Moving now, on.
The more I do dishes, I did them the other day when your uncle was here hanging out.
Uh-huh.
I did them. And the more that I do them, the more I'm starting to realize why people have so many fucking kids. Like, if you had kids, you would just be like, do the fucking dishes. Boom. And they're done. Like, you don't have to do anything.
Bullshit.
And that's why I think these people have so many kids. Because they're like, I am so sick of doing stuff. Why do it when I could just
take care of a child for 5 years till it's able to comprehend what I'm telling it? And then
well,
5 years.
You got to give a little, you know, nothing for free, right?
No, I'm not even willing to give up that much. how old are your kids now, Ashley?
They'll be 3 in October.
You have children?
I have twins.
Twins are like the same time, like one embryo split into half and now there's 2 kids and
No. Oh. 2
oh,
eggs.
Excuse my face. Go ahead. Jesus.
Yeah, 2 eggs. They're fraternal.
Oh, do they look the same?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I have a boy and a girl. One's blonde.
2 different fathers or the same dad?
Same dad.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
That's how dogs
she
work,
just,
dude.
She just...
No, science, yeah, it's actually... Oh, shit. It's actually proven that...
That is possible.
That humans can do that, too.
Oh, that's right.
They have the same father. Thank you very much.
Okay. See, I don't know. You just brought her home. See, I don't know you.
Can we keep her?
Are you still with the father?
No, he's in prison.
Oh!
For trying to kill me and the children, actually. It's a great story.
Please. So did you meet him here?
I did, and he's from Arkansas.
Arkansas, of course he is.
He is.
Bloods
7.
Or Crips?
What? No.
Sorry.
Neither.
Last show I watched was Gang Banging in Little Rock.
You'll oh,
pardon
love
me.
It.
White or black, if you don't mind me asking.
My children?
Or the father, and I can speculate.
White.
Okay, so black kids, right? Makes sense.
My son's questionable.
So now what happened? He was the man of your dreams. Everything was great. Got you pregnant because you guys were both ready to have children. You're like, honey, I love you. I want to do this. Let's do this.
Yeah, totally not how it went.
And you guys had kids. And
no,
then
I was on
you.
Birth control and accidentally became pregnant. And not just with one, with two.
Whoa.
When I was 17.
Did you sue the pant? Wait, when you were 7?
17.
Okay, that's a little
had them
better.
At 18.
Okay.
And then I met you.
Now, did you,
I met you
hold
before
on.
That.
I'm not done with this yet.
Oh, yeah.
So, when you got pregnant, were you like, let's do this? And was he like, whoa?
No, we were both like...
Let's do it.
Yeah, might as well. There's
we're
not.
Financially stable and we're ready to do it.
We had money. No, we were not completely stable financially. We had money, but...
Right.
Not,
but you were both working.
We were not prepared, yes.
And did you realize you were, what, 17?
Yes.
So it maybe didn't hit you full force that, like, wow, this is going to be really expensive.
Yeah, no, and actually it was like, oh my God, I've just come to terms with the fact that I'm pregnant. It's okay. I'm going to deal with this. We're going to be okay. And then I go for my first ultrasound, and there's fucking 2 of them.
Wow.
And then I wanted to kill myself.
Like, were you like...
Then I wanted to die.
Were you like, so do I get to pick one, or how does this work?
And I'm like...
Because, hey, I only want one, so...
And I about fell off the table, when they're like, oh, so you know you're having twins. I was like...
No,
like, all right, let's try that again.
And I said,
you tell
fuck
me
you.
That there's one, and it's healthy, and then just do what
no,
you gotta
and then
do.
They told me that I was having identical boys. Until
really?
I had them, and I had a boy and a girl.
Did you sue them for malpractice?
No.
What the F?
How am I going to sue them?
You said I was having 2 boys. I have a boy and a girl
now. And
now
I have all this boy shit and a fucking girl.
That's right. Yeah. Now my girl's going to turn out like Dana. What the fuck?
Hey.
Who's my little dude? High five.
Who likes it in the butt? High five.
My little dude does.
No, you do.
Do I need to read the message again?
No.
I just want you to know. Oh, and by the way, when you said I want you to know, you spelled it N-O. Just for
see that was
I just want to throw that no because that could have been either or you know
I was drunk.
What did you say?
I was drunk.
Okay.
That's
okay.
My excuse. No, in oh right
so okay. How much debt do you have accumulated to this day, like an estimate?
I have no debt.
How did you get all the pregnancy and everything paid for?
Medicaid.
Really?
Yes.
How did you get on that?
Actually, that was a lie. I wasn't on Medicaid.
Wow! All right.
My kids were on Medicaid after. I had full coverage insurance through my dad.
Oh, right on. Yeah, oh, because you were under
21. Yes, because I was under 21.
See, girls, if you're going to have a baby, do it before you turn 21. It'll be a lot cheaper.
That's... Okay. No. Uh-uh.
Now, looking back, would you...
Wait.
Would you look at where you were in life and be like, I probably shouldn't have done this? Or are you glad? Like, do you have any regrets? Or are you totally...
Absolutely.
You want to kill yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, that passed with about 3 months. And then,
is that called postpartum?
No, that would be pre-partum.
That's what you're going through right now. Got it.
I love my children. I wouldn't take them back. I wished I would have waited, though, of course.
Maybe with a different father.
I was going to college and had these big dreams and then
of
met
course.
Him.
And now
he squashed them.
So what happened to the dad now? Tell me about what happened there.
Well, he...
You had the baby and everything. He was there
the
with
babies.
You.
No, he was in jail when I had them.
Okay, at what point did he... Whoa. Maybe rewind a minute here. What point... Did he go to jail in your carrying your children?
Okay.
In your womb?
Well, okay. He got in trouble for intent to sell and went to jail.
Babies?
For about a year. Drugs.
Oh, not... Okay.
For about a year.
What kind of drugs?
I had the kids. He got out. We got married.
Can we guess what kind of drugs?
You can guess.
Amy says robbery. Well, we already know it's drugs, Amy's. Keep up. Jesus. Burger says meth. I'm going to say pills, like opiates, pain pills.
Actually, it was
Gerard
marijuana.
Says cocaine.
Marijuana?
Wow, guys. None of us guessed that.
Large amounts, though.
Trafficking amounts? Like
perhaps,
distribution?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Was it swag?
That's why we had so much money.
Ah, can't raise kids on what you make selling weed, can you? I know a few people that have tried. It's hard.
Yeah. We learned our lessons the hard way.
Okay. Did you learn then?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. I am drug free.
Really?
I am.
Wow. Except for all that
except
alcohol.
For the morphine.
And the morphine, of course.
Except for the morphine.
I come by that legitimately,
wow.
though.
So then.
Okay, so you had the babies. He
yes,
came out.
He
got
came
married.
Back. We got married. Everything was great for a little while. We started fighting and.
About what?
Everything.
Like.
Pretty much working, having to be an actual family.
Okay? I want
to
sell drugs.
He went to jail for that and came out, and we had kids, and things had changed a lot. So it was.
MDS says, nice. She's a mini Mary Louise Parker. Weeds. Watch Weeds.
I love Weeds.
That's a good show.
My idol.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So. I sketched out my life plan according to hers.
Oh, my God.
Me
I
too.
I mirror my life after.
Love it. Oh
so, God. Then...
Then, like I said, we started arguing. We fought a lot all the time, constantly,
right.
really, really bad over
in
stupid
front of the,
things.
In front of the
we
kids and everything?
Not, we tried not to, but of course.
Sometimes you can't
you,
avoid
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't help it, and it's, you know, it was a bad situation, not gonna lie.
Right.
And he went to jail this time around, parole violation for, seriously, he grabbed the steering wheel of my car when I was doing 70 miles an hour. I was driving, and he yanked the wheel of my car with our kids in the back seat.
Whoa.
And wrecked my brand new.
He wrecked the shit?
At 70 miles an hour, we
you
hit a ditch.
You didn't regain control of the vehicle?
Dude, he fucking, at 70, I could, there's
he like yanked
done.
It?
He fucking yanked that shit. He's in
wow.
jail right now for that. Yes.
For that.
Yes.
What did they call the charge?
Criminal endangerment. 3 counts, which are each felonies.
One for each.
One for me and the kids.
I'm surprised it's not more for the children because of, you know, their age and everything.
Yeah.
Were they in car seats and
they
everything?
They were in car seats. Slade, our son, actually came out of his car seat, though.
Wow. Holy so shit. He yanks the wheel. You're doing 70 and you go into a slide.
Yeah,
and what'd you hit?
Slide. We fished. So we hit the ditch and we hit a telephone pole and it actually shot us back out of the ditch.
Right.
And then we skidded sideways like 15 feet.
Wow.
On a
didn't
flat tire. And my car didn't roll. Nice car. And Paula's great family car.
Yeah, didn't hit any cars or nothing like that.
No,
huh?
Some lucky. There was people behind us who saw the whole thing, but
wow. So he's still in jail from that?
Yeah, he'll be gone for years.
A while.
A long time.
What's the deal with like child support and stuff when
the
baby
actually
dies?
We're married, so I'm actually getting a divorce and
is he gonna come after you and try and kill you when he gets the divorce papers?
You never sir? Know. You never know.
Huh.
Who cares?
We'll
I'm
stick
over it.
With you.
I'm
and,
over it. I could get murdered, but I'm over it.
No,
it's fine.
He's not gonna murder me.
Does
bring
he
it
know?
On.
Like
He knows that I'm over, that I'm done.
Are you going to try and give him custody of the kids?
I'm going to leave the kids out of it right now and not threaten him with it, because when a judge sees the case...
Not threaten him with giving him custody?
No.
I'll make you take him!
No. Okay, that came out wrong. Right. Yeah, a judge will rule in my favor and he will not get custody.
MDS says, is he in Missoula with Zach DeFelon?
Oh my God.
Does she know about Zach DeFelon?
No, she doesn't know about Zach.
You'll have to listen back. Anyway, he is a little felon. We had on the show for a minute.
We had him on the show. He actually wrecked my vehicle.
Right, yeah, funny story.
Never funny.
No, not funny. Not funny.
So, are you single now?
I am.
Are you going to be at the live show? Are you looking for some sex? If I can set
always
something
looking
up?
For a fat dick.
All right, hear that, guys? Fat
so
dicks
you know.
To the
any
front.
Any fat cocks, just hit me up.
Fat
bears
cocks.
To the front.
I haven't
bears.
Had sex since Joe.
Bears and fat cocks to the front, guys. September 25th, thejamhole.com/250. We're going to be doing this thing live at Anna's Italian Grill around 10 o'clock in the evening time. It's another week. The end of this week, and then Monday, Wednesday, and then Friday is the night.
Oh, my God. Not this Friday, but next Friday, dude.
Pissing my pants. Are you going to be there with us?
I will be there.
Fantastic. Sweet. Fat dicks.
I wouldn't miss
bring it
for the world.
Bears
bring
to the front.
Bears to the front. So,
Burger Burger just got on a bus.
Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, it's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Hey.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were live already.
Hey, do you have a fat dick for this lovely lady?
So, I'm in the drive-thru for McDonald's, and I just want to say there's one of these crazy Republican guys. Bumper stickers on his car include Obama lied and freedom died.
Nice.
The road to hell is paved with liberals.
Of course.
Heroes never die. They just reload.
Right.
Obama lied and the economy died.
Oh, that's clever.
Impeach Obama. And there's a picture of Abraham Lincoln on it.
Huh. Because he freed the slaves, which... Okay. That makes sense.
I'll keep my guns, money, and freedom, and you can keep the change. Palin for president, 2012.
Oh, holla! Sarah Palin for president. That would have been much better.
God. Yeah, there's like five other ones, but so I gotta buy my food here.
Are they getting just a grip of fucking double cheeseburgers? Like bags of them?
Let me see. You know, they probably have a giant bag. It's one of these giant GMC vans that can probably fit like 10 people.
Nice.
All right. Well, yeah. I gotta go.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Red Fox.
Bye bye now.
Yep.
All right.
No later, problem. Fox.
Holla back. I always do that. I always cut them off. When I say holla back, that call is over.
Thank you. Come again.
No, they're gonna holla back. They're like, okay, yeah.
That's it. You already hollered. No need to holla back.
Well, you said holla back, so
well,
holla back.
Thank you. I better call him back, huh?
You should probably call him back. No, don't do that.
So, did you know, did you two lovely ladies, are you aware that it is now football season?
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Do either of you give a shit about this?
No.
Because honestly,
not gonna lie.
I've talked about this last year. I'm going to talk about it again.
I know that hunting season is getting close.
I hate football, and I hate not so much the sport. I mean, other than the fact that you should be taking half of the money you're paying all these athletes and, you know, put them towards more important things like education and, you know, stuff like that. But that's besides that. I hate these fucking people that are like, oh, man, do you see my Seahawks out there? They kicked some fucking ass. Oh, yeah, we just got this new player and this and that. It's like...
They're not your
it's
Seahawks.
It's not we.
Not you.
I hate it so bad, and it's such a dumb... And, like, they always do the fucking football betting things
at our work and other people.
Do you guys... Where do you work at? You have a job?
I do have a job.
For your two kids?
Do work to support my family.
Are they doing a football thing where you work at?
No.
Okay.
No.
Danny?
What?
Does Teletech have a football pool?
If they did, I really couldn't care less.
Right?
I don't know. I don't do that.
It's so annoying. It's all on the fucking radio when I'm in people's offices. And
it's all you
the
hear.
People in the offices are like, oh, man, do you see how good we did? We're doing so good this year. We're going to take it all the way to the Super Bowl. Like, really? I didn't see you out there. What number were you? You fucking idiot.
I know.
They're so excited about it. And and now, like, instead of, you know, just playing games or whatever at work, now it's like, oh, man, My fantasy football league is starting. Do you adults know that all you're doing is playing D&D, basically?
Pretty much.
You're playing Dungeons and Dragons,
the adult
queers.
Version of D&D.
That's all that shit is. It's like, okay, now I'm the fucking quarterback, now I'm the wide receiver.
Okay, I got all this green mana, I'm gonna swing this,
I have
tap
a plus
that, attach this artifact, plus 10,
Thank you.
I win. Pwned.
So annoying.
So.
Just, I fucking, Doug says, I was just gonna say that. I know, and especially here, we don't even have a team.
I know.
Montana has no football team. I mean, unless you're talking college, then you have the Grizz and the Bobcats and all that shit. But even that, unless it's your kid, you're not allowed to be like, oh, did you see how we did last night? No, I didn't.
My dad's a diehard Miami Dolphins fan, and actually from right around here, a kid that my brother went to school with is actually a professional on the team now.
Oh, wow.
He's like a...
Okay, he has a pass. Everybody else does not, though.
I couldn't give a fuck less.
I know.
And they spend, like, legitimate amounts of time on this. Like, I know you have absolutely nothing else you could be getting paid your fat salary more money than I'm getting paid right now to be doing besides, you know, getting your fantasy football team all set up, but...
Maybe we should sell football merchandise and logo it with the jam hole shit on it.
Jam hole footballs
we'll
and shit?
We'll pretend it's a football team. We'll be like, oh yeah, it's so awesome. People won't even notice.
Montana,
like, that new team is so cool.
The Montana jam holes?
Right, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Big awesome footballs with our logo on it and shit.
But is that that's what it is, right? It's fantasy football, meaning you were never in shape enough to play real football when you were younger, so now you live out your dead childhood dreams through this internet thing.
Doug says he'd buy a jam hole football and kick it far away.
That's right. Kick it into my neighbor's
asshole. At least you'd buy it. That's good enough for me. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just... I fucking hate it. I'm so sick of hearing about it. And it's going to be a whole fucking year of this shit. Every morning, like, oh, man, did you see the game last night? Oh, no, I was busy jerking off, but I'm sure it was awesome. Let me guess.
Amy
one
says
team-
you could get cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Jam hole cheerleaders?
They'd just be naked with sticks.
That'd be awesome.
I have sticks.
I just want you to know that I want you to fuck me in the ass till you come so hard.
Is that
going to
be the
shake.
Show quote? What's
no,
up?
I was just...
Are you just reading over that 100 times?
Sorry, I lost my spot.
That wasn't me. That was her.
That was her.
You know I can't take it in the butt. I'm not allowed.
What? And real quick, before we move on, I did want to mention that the podcast awards are coming up. I'm sure you guys have heard it on...
You can't take it in the ass?
On
no,
your other shows?
I'm not
allowed. No, she has hemorrhoids the size of my balls.
No, I don't have hemorrhoids.
I thought you said hemorrhoids.
I have butt problems. Leave me alone.
Butt problems.
Yes.
Right.
I had...
The kind of problems only my dick will solve. Yeah, come on!
You know that cum heals everything, right?
It does. Semen.
Put it in your eye, it's like instant redness
you
relief.
You get a little semen in
put
your asshole.
Put it on anything. A cut, a scrape, a bruise.
It's like Neosporin. It's Neosemen.
It's like Robitussin.
Huh? Neosemen. Oh, put it on. You'll heal.
No, I had to go through, like, a colonoscopy and stuff a while back because they thought I had inflammatory intestinal disease or Crohn's disease and all that stuff.
Huh.
And then they just told me that my intestines are entirely too sensitive and I'm
and
not
you can't
supposed
take
to put anything up there anymore. Right. Yeah. And I do
did
like
you tell
it,
them, though, like, his penis so small?
No, because it's not so small.
It's not so
no.
small. Like, fat cock.
It's and like, you have a fat
see
cock.
See that purple dong? I had
That's
to use
cock.
That before I could use this. That's my taper pin, if you will.
He has
just
a huge
saying.
Cock.
Just saying.
So high anyway. Five to the huge cocks.
Huge cocks.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of huge cocks, Big Mouse Podcasts, if they're going to go for Best Produced Show, I just want to mention this, you should probably get your shit together.
I know, right?
No, like, we're going to do Best Produced. Hey, Nikki, what'd you bring to the table? Okay, hey, Joe, what'd you bring to the table? Well, I got some two-week-old news stories that every other podcast has done. Okay, well, hey, Jay, what'd you bring to the table? Oh, right, Jay's not here right now because he's busy drilling oil in Alaska, killing our Mother Earth.
And they're going for Best Produced Podcast.
Right. And I know podcast gangbang is not up at the moment. I'm so, every day he's like, so is the site back up yet? Site back up yet? I have no control over that. I asked the guy that's doing it to please put it back up. And as soon as I pay him some money, he will. But, you know, so just get off me. Focus on your show.
Pull it out.
Get your shit down, Josh Smith. And
don't
then,
put out 5-minute episodes. That would
yeah,
help.
Best produced, right? Well, when I can upload it properly.
Right.
I'm sorry. Maybe
my
if
bad.
You were busy enough jerking off your iPhone, you'd get something done with the podcast. Fuck. Best produce means, like, have your shit together.
You know, like, sounding good. And,
right.
And you can hear it.
Your
right?
sound effects are great, but you can't be like, okay, so you ready for this?
Whooping.
3-second delay. And then the sound clip, if it's even the right fucking one. And I know half the time you do that and it's funny, but, like, if you're going for best produce, dude, be the best produce.
Right.
I love you, Josh. But seriously, step your shit up. This is the big leagues. right. Did you guys hear about this guy in Crestwood, Missouri, right? 68-year-old guy. Works at McDonald's, right?
All right.
We
have something in common there.
Right? You
both
used
to
work at a McDonald's.
I met this chick at McDonald's.
That's where we met.
I actually made a promise to myself when I was 11 that I would never work at fast food. And I never did, so...
Yeah, I did.
Sucks to
I
you
did
guys.
Too.
I did some
well, this guy was at McDonald's back in 1959, the year after it opened.
Wow.
He's been at McDonald's for 50 years.
Wow.
And the headline of this
you
is awesome.
Own it.
It says, man honored for 50 years of service at McDonald's. And, like, just reading that, like... You should not be...
I feel sad.
That's not... Yeah, this
I
isn't...
I am so proud.
This isn't like, hey, guys, we went to the moon. You know,
my
like, this is not
this
good.
Man.
This is not something we should be honoring.
No.
And the awesome thing is they were probably like, congratulations, here's your name on the plaque. And he's like, so do I get my raise now? And they're like, not yet. But you're getting there.
As soon as you die.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll give it to your daughters because they work here too.
We'll give them 50 cents.
So yeah, a 68-year-old man who still works at the first McDonald's restaurant in Missouri has been honored for 50 years of service. Leonard Romberg began his job at McDonald's restaurant in the St. Louis suburb of Crestwood back in 1959, the year after it opened, and he still works there 5 days a week.
Oh my God, dude.
They reported that the restaurant's owners, Patrick and Tom Hillmeyer, thanked Romberg on Wednesday with a cake, gifts, and a St. Louis Cardinals jersey.
Woo.
You know they didn't give him a raise.
Hell
they're
no.
Like, here's that we got you a McCake and some McGifts. And what's this? Who likes the St. Louis Cardinals? Oh, you do, 68-year-old guy.
Oh my God, that sucks so
amazing.
Bad.
Like, this guy has dedicated 50 years of his life to your business, and you give him a cake. You get a cake every year on your birthday.
He better get a 401k.
He better get...
That's fucking crazy.
He should get a new job. But he's 68, so...
Yeah,
what do you really do, right?
You're stuck.
Oh, well.
That's sad.
My heart goes out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he like...
You know, I want... I like Amy's B or whatever, the chick in the chat... she was wondering if they're mentally handicapped because they have a quota to fill. You know,
possibly
mentally handicapped.
Right, right.
Remember
how
when
I
we
help
were
you?
Working there and we had that one dude? He's like, my
hold on. So you guys met at a McDonald's?
We met at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Was it like love at first sight?
Kind of.
Wow.
Pretty much.
She had a LeBray. I had a LeBray, and I was like, dude, can we? Wear
and
that?
I had blonde and pink hair.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Wow.
And pigtails.
Yep. Yeah, I remember the.
Oh yeah.
That was super
did
cool.
She just,
and
like,
they put me in front.
And they put me in the back.
Cooking ever since. You know she used to cook at other places too.
Like everywhere.
Like
you were just
I ended up cooking from that point.
She made the best French fries.
You were destined for failure.
Hey,
that's fucked up.
I know, that is fucked up.
Hey,
keeping you down your whole life.
Didn't you lie about your age to get the job? Though?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I told them I was 16 and I wasn't.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Wow.
It was better that way.
I didn't know how old she was until like a year after I knew her. I'm like, wait, how old are you?
Is that the same line you used on your baby daddy?
And her birthday is April 19th and mine is April 21st.
Yeah. Wait, when's her birthday?
April 19th.
Oh, fuck. I missed it this year.
And
no,
mine's April
21st. We were in New York.
That's right.
Yeah, hers is April 21st, which is super cool. So
we
were
both
like,
missed 420 by a day.
Nacho says they should have bought that old man a hooker because you know he ain't scoring any regular poon working at McDonald's that long.
Hey,
that's true. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, McDonald's was a.
It was a stepping stone.
Oh yeah, to what?
To work them. I don't know.
To what though? What was the next job? Ladies,
drug dealing.
Drug dealing. Okay, and Dana.
I went back to Florida.
Gambling is not a job.
No, I went back to Florida. Got
when you gamble your rent.
Shut up.
You know, that's right.
No, I went back to Florida and got. I got into Eternal Art tattooing, and then Smokey's Barbecue and tow truck and Walmart.
Hmm. Yeah. The McDonald's in the Walmart or?
No. I unloaded trucks at Walmart, you douchebag.
Okay.
And then I came back and worked at the Walmart McDonald's here.
And I did commercial collections for 2 years.
Wow. How? What kind of job? What is that like?
Commercial collections.
Have you ever heard someone blow their brains out on the phone?
No, but close. I've been called lots of names.
Like?
It's not a good job. I hated it.
Like what? Very abusive?
I've been called a cunt. I've been called a bitch. I've been called a...
I'm a bitch. I'm a...
I am. That's my jam.
Well, yeah, I was a stripper, too. Forgot about that.
So give me an example. They would be like here, you be the collection person. You call me up. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, unknown number. Who is this?
Yeah, I'm calling about your 300 and...
Click. So...
Yeah, fuck you, too.
Would you call back then?
I would.
Okay, ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Well, luckily, first, click. It's commercial. So luckily, it's businesses. It's easier to get hold of people
who are
in business. So I call, hi, let me speak to your accounts payable department,
They're
please.
Not here right now.
Because I do accounts receivable solutions, and I need your fucking money.
Okay.
I know you make 300 grand
here?
A year.
Was that here?
Yes.
So what kind of businesses were in the debt, in the neg, if you know what I mean?
Well, lots and lots.
Who would you call? McDonald's?
Oh, no. No, we'd call like
small businesses.
Some of our clients were, you know, major. I can't really, you know,
right, non-disclosure.
I can't speak a whole lot about it, but.
Makes sense.
Large corporations that you would recommend.
You know what I was thinking about today? And this kind of blew my mind.
Your penis? Uh-oh.
I didn't understand how it's okay to buy porno. And I don't know, maybe people have talked about this before, but this kind of blew my mind. It's okay
to buy
porno. What?
Burger says, I knew she sounded like she could be a phone sex person.
You do phone sex? You want to do some right now?
Phone sex.
Ring, ring, ring.
You want me to put it in your butt?
No, click.
You want me to lick your balls?
Holy shit, dude. That sounded like this collection lady that kept calling me. Fucking weird.
But no, like, sucky, sucky.
How is it okay and legal to pay for porn, but you can't pay for a prostitute? Because in essence, you're paying... These people got paid to fuck on film, and then you're buying it. But you can't just go pay to fuck. Why is that? I don't get it. Someone tell me.
Because you're actually putting your dick in something.
So?
Well, in porno industries and stuff,
they can't tax ass.
Can't tax that ass.
Well, you have to have all sorts of tests and stuff done and shit, make sure you're clean and good to go.
So you can't impose that on the prostitution industry.
God, what was I watching? Know. It was like HBO. There's
real sex.
Where the fuck is it? Where there is it? It's like a brothel, dude. Clean. It,
well,
bitches.
In Vegas and
clean
shit. But I'm
clean bitches. Come on and take your pick. Pay me money. It's like a high end Heidi Fly style, dude.
Yeah, they have those in Nevada and shit, but I'm saying, why... I don't understand the difference between paying porn people to fuck and then you just doing it yourself. I don't understand that.
I don't understand
because
either.
It's a huge industry, and right? If you maybe allowed that and taxed a little bit of that ass, then you'd be even more out of debt.
Right.
We're all about solving problems here. We've solved lots of national problems and issues.
Issues.
And I think that would be another part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Taxing some booty?
Tax religion, tax sex, make it legal. Granted, you'd put a strain on the porn industry, but not for everyone, because there's still going to be couples
so are you saying
whose
that-
chick won't let the dude go out and buy a hooker, so he still has to look at porn. So you're not going to put him out of business, but for that
why
part
of
the-
Why do you want to buy sex in the first place?
Well, right. I mean, I'm saying it. Some people need to, right?
Have to, right?
Right. But
those
not
unfortunate
for,
souls.
Well, yeah, or maybe
we feel
maybe,
for you.
Maybe, well, no,
we
maybe
feel for you.
Maybe me and my chick want to have a threesome, and it's awkward going to say my chick is totally cool and not a bitch, and she wants to have a threesome with me for my birthday
because
I'm awesome, and I pay the rent and stuff, and she could at least reward me with that.
Some extra pussy.
It would be safer to do it that way than to go to a bar and find some psycho crazy chick that's that would, now we have a stalker, right? Yeah. So
now we have a crazy bitch on the couch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. But that's stupid. You should totally do that. I got tattled on today. Did I tell you?
Yeah. How'd that go?
Somebody said I was, so I'm in town.
Is it the whole, someone's calling about you doing stupid driving shit again?
Yes.
Yes! I was wondering when that'd start up again.
But not only did they call the office, they also called the cops, allegedly, on
yes.
me.
Yes!
Now,
all
check
right.
this out. They said I passed on the wrong side of the road in town. Which, for one, like, I could see maybe on the highway. You're right. going really slow, maybe I'll pass you on the side I'm not supposed to. But in town... You can't do that. So the only thing I could think of, they called, and my boss called me, and he's like, if you get pulled over, you know why. And I'm like, how can you do that in mm-hmm. town? How can you pass on the wrong side? So the only thing I could think of is that coming down first there, there's you get to that light, and you can either turn or go straight, and there's two uh-huh. lanes. There was a bunch of cars in the lane to go straight, so I went there because I was turning. And I passed, all the cars there. But yeah. I was in the turning lane. Right. That's the only thing I could possibly think of that would be. Some fuck was like, I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm having a bad day, right. So I'm going to fuck him up.
I couldn't get it up last night because of my erectile dysfunction. I'm going to call that guy. Bruh. And then I get a fucking talking to. Stop tattling, faggots. I swear to God, the next time, if someone looks at me like that and I see them picking up their phone, I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna get out and I'm gonna break their fucking phone. That's all.
It's been a while,
for
though.
Sure.
I know, but still, don't be a tattletale.
It's about that time.
That's happened to me, too.
Why do you gotta be a prick? Well, and
it's
I drive...
It has happened to me, too.
I drive the work truck, and it's got the fucking phone number on the side of it, so
well,
they're
I
like,
was,
oh.
You're like a target. You're like a moving target.
I know.
There's a number right there.
I drove a tow truck, and they would call it direct towing all the time when I was in Florida. They're like, yeah, that giant black Sterling flatbed was doing 85 in the neighborhood. And I'm like, yeah, my bad. And that was all my fault, too. It didn't matter. And I got called on with my Trans Am, too, because you can hear that fucker start up from, like, 3 blocks away, and it's super rumble, and it would set off car alarms. And could you please get back over here, you unprofessional asshole?
What's the matter? Are you going down?
Yeah, you fucking dick. Come on. What are you doing? You're a great host. You know that? You just disappear...
You can't keep the show moving forward for 10 seconds.
Well, I scream at you. Sure, I can.
So what were you saying?
About being called on and stuff. In
okay, interesting story. So okay, anyway, you know how we're always talking about pills?
Yeah.
People do some crazy shit for some pain pills.
There's a lot of talk about cocaine in the chat earlier.
Have you ever sucked cock for pain pills?
No.
Have you ever had sex with someone to get pain pills?
No.
Maybe someone, 30 years older than you.
No.
No? You just get them yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, never mind. Moving on. No. So, you know how we're always talking about these pharmacies? People are going in and, robbing them for all their oxys and shit.
Yeah.
And then they, certain pharmacies started getting smart and they're like, oh, we should
put these in
a time safe. So now, if you go in and you want the oxys, they have to put in the code to the safe, and it waits 5 minutes before it opens. It won't open right away, so then, you can bust
if you're
the
robbing them.
That sucks.
It stalls you.
In Mount Holly, New Jersey, they... Well, here, just... This is fantastic.
Okay.
This is my
favorite story
so far. A New Jersey pharmacy technician who says she was traumatized when a masked gunman burst into her store demanding OxyContin is suing her employers for arranging the mock holdup. They did it to see if she was, if you're prepared. The people that worked with her were like, give me all your pills, bitch! That's so awesome. And now she's suing them.
That's awesome.
But then she's going to get rich.
I know,
rich,
right?
Bitch.
That's the
get
sad
that
thing.
Money.
That's the sad thing about it. She'll probably win.
For sure.
Babette
traumatic,
Perry,
blah, blah, blah,
says in a lawsuit that she was not told in advance of the training drill in December of 07 at the Hampton Behavioral Health Center. Do they tell you, like, hey, guys, in 5 minutes, we're going to have a fire drill, so keep an eye out for that? Or if you guys just want to go outside now and wait for it? Like, no, it's called a drill, retard. You don't get a heads up for a drill.
It's like one of those fire drill test things. You don't get a
exactly.
It starts going off and you freak out and you're like, ah, am I here?
That's what the point. That's,
that's right.
I heard that twice, but that's
thank
okay.
you.
You know.
She says she was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after the gunman entered the store, claiming he had taken another worker hostage.
I called it.
She says she tried to call for help, but the phone wasn't working.
Did she piss herself?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Post-traumatic stress? Are you kidding?
Are you? It's like restless.
Your
leg
job
syndrome.
Involves counting pills all day and the occasional robbery.
Oh.
But the people that are robbing you don't have guns, you retard. They pass notes because they're fucking junkies. All you gotta do is punch them in the face and their bodies explode. They can't hold a gun. She later found out the gun was a fake and the gunman worked for the company. Perry is seeking damages from the health center and its parent company, Universal Health Services, Inc. of King of Prussia, PA.
Fuck it, I'd sue too.
I know. Why the fuck not, right?
Right?
Who gives a shit?
Like, you know what? That scared the shit
you
out of me.
You scared me.
My brain
you're
gonna
pay.
And I peed my pants, so I want the $40 back for these pants.
That's
please.
So awesome.
I want $40 million.
Doug says, have you ever been on the business end of a gun, Matt?
And every
said,
morning when I wake
yourself.
Every morning when I wake up and I hold my gun to my head and I'm like, today's the day. So, yes, I have.
And
daily.
That's why I have all of your ammo, right?
Well, all of it except for that one clip.
Hey.
So, you have kids, right? We've established that.
Yes.
Have you ever taken your children with you to buy drugs?
No.
Allegedly. No, this is all allegedly.
Nope. Never.
Send this one to the cops. Great.
No.
No?
No.
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 Okay. If you did, hypothetically, do you think while you were making a drug transaction, you could keep track of your children also, or do you think maybe you'd lose one of them?
I would not lose.
Okay, well, this guy thought the same thing, and he actually did lose one of them.
Okay, let me hear.
Philadelphia. What?
What was the drug of choice?
Take a wild guess.
Cocaine!
Probably.
Meth.
Philadelphia police said a man out buying drugs flagged down officers after he couldn't find the car he'd parked with his six-year-old stepson inside.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? Just leave him at home by himself. He's six.
Right.
I'll be right back. Daddy's going to go get some nummies.
Get some blow. I'll be right back.
I know, right? The man, who's 31, was charged with endangering the welfare of a child and being a complete fucking retard. Police said that's a charge in Philly now.
Oh,
you
yeah?
Know that?
Being a complete fucking retard.
Police said the suspect had driven from Lake County to Philadelphia to buy drugs before he flagged down a police car around 4:30 Saturday morning. 4:30 in the a.m.
He's getting cocaine or meth. One or the other, dude.
Yeah,
authorities
sure.
said he
could
explained...
get some nummies.
Some nummies. Authorities...
Yeah, yo.
What?
All in my nasal.
Oh, wow. And then he got the kid and they went home all the way just riding dirty.
Oh, my God.
Authorities said he explained that he couldn't find the car with the boy inside. How do you think that conversation went? Like, hey.
I lost my kid.
Officer.
I was getting some blow, right? When I came back and my car disappeared.
It was gone.
It was just gone.
Police found the car 2 hours later, about a half mile from where the suspect hailed the cops. The child was unhurt and turned over to his mother, who was like, I don't want him. The man, so where's the drugs at? I sent you to get some drugs, motherfucker!
Fuck
and
the kid.
The man is in jail. $4,000 bail. Fucking okay. Retards.
Wow.
Well, now, before the drugs can get to the people that sell them on the streets, right?
Right.
They start out somewhere. If it's cocaine, probably Colombia, right?
All
right. Now,
my dreamland.
There's a lot of things that go into the price of drugs. You know, there's the risk factor involved. It's a dangerous, dangerous world out there. Have either of you ever been to Colombia?
I've never been to Colombia.
The fine Colombian cocaine. No? Yeah. Neither? Okay.
I've done a lot of cocaine.
Some great.
Apparently, really they use donkeys there. In Colombia?
Well, someone went to school, like, way down that way.
Like,
right?
Juan Valdez. He had a donkey, didn't he?
Yeah, I went to a behavioral thing in fucking Mexico, dude. 40 miles south of Tijuana.
Really?
Her parents sent her ass away. I come back from Florida.
Like, in Weeds, that chick that got sent away and ended up hooking up with the gorilla?
No, except, yeah, it was bad. It was a bad situation.
Why? What did you do? What was the final straw?
First of all, my parents were... druggy, whatever, dude. They just couldn't handle my ass, so they sent my ass away. And then, it was bad. They sent me to fucking Mexico. And
I know, dude. I came
The place got shut down.
What?
And
because you were on drugs and stuff?
No, I was not on drugs.
I was going to say, Mexico is probably not a good place to go if you have a drug problem.
Yeah. Well, they sent us. They were American-run places.
Boarding school.
No, it wasn't
different?
Like boarding school. It was bad. They
like more behavior-changing focus?
Yeah, these kids had lots of drug problems. A lot of the kids were had serious issues. And so parents are looking for a deal, right? Mexico is the cheapest place. It's run by American
people.
That's
what I hear.
All four, Costa by the Sea, FET, you can look it up. FET, there was a couple other, all of them got shut down while we were there. And we got sent back to the San Diego border. Parents had to come get us just because these places were it was bad.
Burger says, it didn't work. You still got Prego.
Hey, thanks.
Was that the behavior they were trying to modify?
What?
Was that the behavior they were trying to modify? You kept going out trying to get knocked up, being like, I want a baby. If I can't afford to provide for my baby, then I'll just steal it.
Just steal it. Long story.
It was so great, though. I come back from Florida. This is
Hold on. I want to know what you did that your parents were like, get the fuck, you're going to Mexico.
It's a long story.
Well,
I actually came to my parents and asked them to help because I had dropped out of school and I didn't like the way shit was going. So I went to them and said, hey, I would like you to help. I want, because they didn't give a shit. They didn't care what I did. I was living with a boyfriend. I was 15 years old. And
I know. That was awesome. We had so much fun.
That's right. Remember? You remember that?
I remember that.
God, he was fun. Anyway, my parents didn't give a shit what I did. So I went to them and asked them to help me because I didn't like the way my life was going. So they sent me to fucking Mexico and fucked me up further.
You don't find that helped your behavior?
No, it didn't.
You came back, got knocked up with twins.
No, I came back and actually went to a boarding school in California and then came back and I was going to go to college. I was going to move to Tucson to go to college.
Wow, whose parents have money? Raise your hands. All right, good.
Yep, that was a
raise. Thejamhole.com/donate.
It was crazy, though, right? I come back from Florida, and I'm like...
We actually charge our friends to be on the show.
Right.
Okay,
my parents have money, not me.
I wasn't sure if that was clear or not.
I have no money.
Only chicks named Ashley.
Right. I have no money.
But it was great. I come back from Florida, and I'm like, hey, I left a friend here when I left, right? And so, I go driving out. I'm like, I remember where she lives. And so I drive out there, and I, knock on the door and stuff. I'm like, hey, does Ashley still live here? They're like, no, we sent her to Mexico.
And it's your fault.
I almost cried. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't see her until this year.
Yeah, no, my dad drove me to Mexico, dropped my ass off. Dude,
it was bad. From here?
Yeah.
That's dedication. They must have really wanted you out.
No, they felt bad. My dad actually cried.
Afterwards?
It was bad. It was a really bad situation.
Huh.
Like I said, it got shut down. We woke up one morning. It was a really strict, strict schedule, all this stuff. And we woke up one morning and there was people, American consulate was there with video cameras and fucking machine guns and shit.
The embassy and
They put us all on a fucking bus and sent us back because it was totally run illegally.
Were you like, hey, I'm actually Mexican?
No.
I don't live in the U.S.? Oh, well.
It was bad.
That's crazy. Dude. So anyway.
I have hella stories.
We'll hear one after this. apparently, to combat the war on drugs, people are making donkeys that explode. Because these Colombians, right, exploding asses. Colombians use donkeys to pack around their shit. So people are like, huh, we should make the donkeys explode.
Right.
And that'll blow.
Makes sense.
Right. Colombian leftist guerrillas, not the. ooh, ooh, ah, ah, but the... Right, right. Okay. Gorillas
right, got it.
Exploded bomb strapped to two donkeys, killing two workers who are clearing illicit drug crops and wounding six soldiers. Exploding donkeys. Could you
hey,
fucking
that ass
imagine?
Just exploded, dude.
Could you imagine? That, oh.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dude. Cool.
Eeyore just kaboom.
Okay, oh, Red Fox says Colombian car bomb.
Absolutely.
That was great.
The attack near Colombia's frontier with Venezuela came during an operation to eradicate coca leaves used to make...
Woo! Cocaine!
Thank you, Drake.
Cocaina.
That is shipped by smugglers to the streets of Europe and the U.S. Quote, two people were killed and six soldiers were wounded, at least. The donkeys also died in the blast. Okay, now I'm sad.
The donkeys?
I didn't know the donkeys. Yeah.
Well, that's... of course the donkeys got out. At least it's not sad kittens. No more sad kitten stories. Okay, cool? Cool.
Sad donkeys, though.
I don't give a fuck about a donkey.
Driven back by President Alvaro Uribe's hardline security campaign, Colombia's FARC guerrillas? FARC? Like the website? FARC. That's funny to me.
That's not.
Often use ambushes, homemade landmines, and other devices to attack soldiers in their four-decade-long insurgency. Like, if you go into a war and 40 years later you still haven't won, you should probably retreat.
Pull out!
But yeah.
Pull
out, after pull 40 out. Years, like, are you kidding? Move somewhere else, dude.
Right?
You're not going to win. The FARC, once a strong peasant army, has been battered by the deaths of top commanders and a flow of desertions that has sapped its ranks. Well, all your donkeys are dying. Like, that's your whole fucking army.
Burger says, I would love to be a drug mule and have a balloon burst in me.
You would die.
You would die.
You would die.
Totally die.
Yeah.
I would maybe survive, but you would die.
Yeah. Right.
Your tolerance is horrible. I don't know how you live till
now.
Know.
I don't know how I'm alive now.
I don't understand.
Currently.
This kid, dude.
Eradicators of coca shrubs are common targets for armed groups looking to protect their drug assets. Ass, because they're donkey. come on! Yay! Yay! Violence from Colombia's war has ebbed, but the country remains the world's top cocaine supplier.
Shit, yeah.
Eh, cocaine? It's a hell of a drug.
You want to grow some coca leaves?
Not really.
I do.
Yeah.
Let's do some foilies.
No, I'll just fucking
do you ever
saw
have
in the bag and do the whole thing. It's cool.
Do you let your kids hold the foil for you while you light it?
No.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, here, hold
absolutely
the lighter
not
for mommy.
Absolutely not. That's fucked up.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
it's not to say that people don't do it.
From exploding asses to I don't even know what to really say about this next story.
Oh wait, MDS says Cocaine Bar Columbia Show 500.
I know we're going to La Paz to find Route 36, which is
a
mobile
traveling cocaine bar
in Bolivia, South America, for our 500th show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Take me with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even come back.
No, you guys want to see guys?
I'd be
well,
like,
hey,
a
we'll need some. We'll Kibara. Need some pack mules if you know what I mean. Come on,
exploding donkeys, be great.
I don't even know how to set this one up, so I'm just gonna get right into it. A man who was found pleasuring himself in a muck spreader, and earlier I told the chat to look up what a muck spreader is, and it was a area with poop in it, a thing with poop. It has to do with poop, and probably not human poop, but like farm
ew,
animals.
Manure.
And what was it? What was it called today?
A muck.
Oh, and Nacho muck? Nacho Camacho says, speaking of drugs, Patrick Blazy passed today.
Oh, did he?
Did he die? Did he pass the blunt one last time?
Oh,
Patrick Swayze, is he really dead? Now I have to look.
Oh well,
that's intense.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry if he did.
Old,
I'm going to cry if he did. No. Oh, and a manure spreader or muck spreader, Amy says, or honey wagon is an agricultural machine used to distribute manure, a.k.a.
poop.
He was jerking it.
I was a little bit, sorry. over a field as fertilizer. So it's a dude. Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit!
Okay, what?
He's dead.
Rest in pieces, homie.
Oh, man. Patrick
hey,
Swayze.
Matt.
Hold
that's
on.
Intense.
Hey. Hold on.
Hey. It's okay. You need a hug? You need a quick cry?
Kind of.
You want a soda?
No.
No.
I want Patrick Swayze back.
You want to go take a poop?
I'm going to go watch Ghost and jerk off.
What?
Was he in Ghost or was that other dude?
He's, okay. Amy says, go on, make a ghost joke.
Well, oh, right.
Oh, that's sad.
Aww.
Yeah, he is old.
What can anyone else name one other movie he was in? Come
Not
on.
A clue, don't
Come
care.
Come on. Roadhouse? Just throwing that one out there for starters. Well, that sucks. So what?
NDS says, spread his ashes than a muck spreader.
That wasn't nice.
No.
I guess pancreatic cancer is a bitch, huh?
Any kind of cancer is a bitch, you dumbass.
Well, right, but some I would rather have over others, you know? Like pancreatic. I wouldn't want cancer of any organ, because that's like up in you.
Right.
That's, yeah.
You know, because, you know, ovaries aren't that far in you either.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Right. Well, that sucks. I'm sure we're not really going to talk about it, but I'm sure you'll get your fill of it from all the other shows that we'll probably talk about
MDS
it.
MDS said, did his cyst explode?
Mine or his? Did he have a cyst also?
And no, I did not do a line before the show. My nose is extremely itchy because
she's been doing this
constantly for the past like week and a half. I don't know why.
Are you picking your nose?
I pick my nose constantly. I don't care.
Tell me what this is.
What? Me. That's me all the time. Dude, this is
okay,
me
hold on.
No,
me sitting here, silence, reading Infected by Scott Sigler, awesome book. All of the sudden. For like 5 minutes straight, dude, I'm not even making this up. The most, and then you look at me like, what? That's what. Oh, it drove me nuts, dude. It drove
so,
me fucking
you know how
nuts.
Nuts it makes me when I have to talk to people on the phone all day and I'm all like, yeah,
that's your job.
Mute button. That's your job.
That's your job.
Blah, 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 blah.
Quit getting sick all the time.
Hey, guess what I did today?
Hey, you know that thing you call an immune system?
Yeah, I don't
Use
have
it.
One. I lost
Use
it.
Use it.
I don't know how
Get
to
a new one.
It's gone. I threw it away.
Get a better one.
I broke my nose,
Get a
too.
Better one.
But anyway.
So this guy.
Wait, stop. I have to tell you something super important right now.
Please.
I had an awesome day today, and I sold a credit card.
Go you.
That's $5 on my paycheck. Yay.
Yay.
I win.
Yay.
I sold it to like some fucking 18-year-old chick. She was so dumb.
Wow. How are people, so hold on. How are people even getting approved for credit cards right now?
I don't know.
No shit.
I have no idea. But
They're
she got approved
like,
for like a $2,000 limit credit card.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fucked. You fucked
yeah.
her
oh,
life.
I did.
You're I fucked her good.
You fucked her life.
How does that feel?
She's
How?
18. God, you're a bitch.
That sucks, dude. That's low.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
18-year-old.
It made me money. It made me five extra dollars.
Five whole
for
dollars.
$5.
You can't
Yay.
Even
what
can you
that
buy?
Credit.
What can you buy for $5? That's not even a pack of
You
smokes.
Can't even get a pack of
beer.
You can't even
beer.
Get a cheap whore blowjob for
I
$5.
I could buy
bucks.
A game of bowling and some pool.
Barely.
Or I can win a 5 out of 5 jackpot at Gold Dust because I'm the shit.
Gambling sucks.
Shut up.
I don't even know where to start. MDS says G spent her head in the toilet all night. No wonder she's sneezing. That could be it.
Yeah, that could be it too. Well, no, I've been sneezing for like a week before that, though.
MDS says $5 equals one chance for the Jamhole iPod contest.
Right?
Thejamhole.com/contest. $5 entries to win. What are we even giving away for $5 entries? Do you even know about this?
I don't think she knows.
I don't know.
It's a 120 gig iPod.
120 gig iPod.
I want it.
$5 entries.
I want
Thejamhole.com/contest.
Got all the Jamhole episodes on it.
Every single one.
Every
and
single
some
Even
other,
this one?
Some other stuff I'm not even telling you about.
Are you going
yep.
to grace it with my
all
voice?
All of them up to episode 250.
I want it.
Yep.
So
there. So 249.
I got five on it.
I got five on it.
Well,
I got
Thejamhole.com/contest if you want that. So anyway.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
Thejamhole.com/contest.
One more time.
Thejamhole.com/go fuck yourself.
Okay, I think I fucking got it that time.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you write that down?
Why are you pleasuring yourself in a thing that spreads feces?
You know, the fecal-philiac guys.
Is that what it is?
Probably.
Is he just fecal-philiac?
They, like, poop. Like, you know, like the chick and
so,
like none
well,
of the
hold on.
Movies, she's like, I want you to take a hot steamy dump on my chest.
It's hot yeah. dirty to me.
But if that's what it is, then should he go to jail for that?
No.
What?
Was he? Is that like his job? Was he jerking?
No, he was just in there? Some. He's 40 years old. He was given a 16-week prison sentence for pleading guilty. Oh, they're saying it's harassment because it wasn't his muck spreader, his poop flinger. It was somebody else's.
Did somebody see him? Obviously, somebody saw him do this.
So you go outside, and you're like, oh, better go get my muck spreader. And there's a dude in there just jerking himself off with your poop.
Nacho Camacho says, sometimes you just gotta jerk it. Don't matter where you're at.
I agree. I do that.
Man.
Okay.
I carry my bullet with me and I drive and pleasure myself.
Really? I jerked it at Walmart at work.
Do you just sit at work and just have it in?
Every once in a while, I get these like funny urges. I'm just like,
are you a squirter?
No.
No?
No.
Sweet, me either.
Anal, though?
I
know one of you, yeah.
Yes, okay. A little
okay.
Bit, sort of.
Bullet for the anus?
It's actually, if you hit it just right, lots of girls don't even give it a chance. You
I know,
hit it just
I know.
Right, dude. It's like seizure style.
Try
I swear
it.
To God.
Just try it.
Don't, yeah.
I have tried it, and
try
I love it.
Twice.
I just can't
the
put
first
in
time
there.
Sucks. It doesn't feel good. Second
but once
time,
you crack that fucker open.
Once you do it and you hit it just right.
The old Hershey Highway.
No, I remember my first time to get it in the ass, dude. That hurt like a motherfucker.
It does. It does hurt like
hell. The second time was great. And the third and fourth and eighth, whatever time was awesome, too.
Right? See, it does. It hurts like hell the first time if you just give it a chance.
Yeah. And then you poop funny afterwards for a little while.
You ever had poop fall out on a dude's cock before?
No, never.
No? You ever go ass to mouth?
What?
Ass to mouth.
No.
You never,
no. That smells like poop.
So you just put poop dick in your pussy and get an infection. You don't
no,
clean
you
it
don't
off. You got to clean it off first.
No, I don't.
First.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't.
What's your favorite
if
position?
If you put it in my ass, you have to clean it before you can put it anywhere else.
Yourself.
Right.
See, that's I don't know about that.
You what?
Do I don't know
shower.
If this is going to work.
What?
You got to clean it off first.
What?
In your mouth.
No,
that's
it's
how
gross.
It does. That's how the porns do it. You want to do it like
I don't
the porns?
Give a what? Put it in my butt.
That's right.
When you pull it out,
put
it
in
my
mouth. That's right.
If she you lick my clit, I will suck your dick.
That's right.
No ass to mouth.
She's good.
It's gross.
I got like half mask right now.
She doesn't even like an ass to mouth. That's messed up.
It's fine.
I like to get my
can I put
on.
It in her ass and then your mouth?
No.
No? God what about vice versa?
You can't put anything in anything right now anyway. So
you don't
want to
taste
mouth.
My ass?
I can put it in my
hand. No,
that hurts me right here.
No,
that'll be on the iPod. That'll be on it.
That hurts my heart.
Mine too.
Oh, Nacho Camacho says this is the best guest ever.
I know, right? She's awesome.
Love you.
I told you she'd be good on the show.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
So anyway, yeah, this guy was jerking himself off in some other dude's poop spreader. He'll be in jail probably for a while. So, moving on. You have kids, right? Do you hate hearing...
It's the fourth time you've asked
sorry,
that,
well,
no, I do not have kids. I don't know where you're getting
so you'll be cool with stories about, like, kids being found in bad places.
You can talk about whatever.
Okay, so, French. France, right? France. Francais.
Right.
They found a retarded 8-year-old. Like
no, wait, stop. MDS says she can come back next Monday. Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah, when he's here. You want to bone down on her big time, dude? I'll hook it up. Don't worry. Big dicks to the front.
I have to see her cock first. Sorry.
Pictures first.
I
no
refuse.
Deal.
No, I...
I'll yeah. screen him. Hey, honey, I'll screen him.
Thank
don't
you.
Worry about it.
Thank
I got you.
Okay.
It's all right.
You have a Miami Dolphins.
Don't worry, boo. Don't worry. What?
Thank you.
What?
It's Miami Dolphins. Helmet.
Where?
Color, at
what
least.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The ball thing.
Right,
up there on the shelf.
Yep.
Oh, got it.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, what were you saying?
It's a Walmart ball.
Wow. Oh. Attention span much?
Have you
I
ever
have
worked,
ADD.
Have you ever worked at Walmart?
No.
No? Okay.
I actually got a settlement from Walmart, you guys. Listen to this. This is great.
No, no, Nacho says she'll find out why they call me the Poonisher.
Oh, that's so
like
funny.
Poon like poon. Wrecking your asshole.
I applied at Walmart, and they denied me because of a charge that I had when I was 17, right?
What?
Anyway, somebody sued them. Beverly something or other sued them. Like, 100 million people got a settlement from
wow.
Walmart because they weren't supposed to do that. Run this, like, certain background. The way they did it was, like, wasn't legit somehow. I got a $25 check in the mail.
Are you
I know,
serious?
Wait, I got
that's
a thing
awesome.
For that.
One of, like, a billion people.
To do this or whatever. Like,
wow.
I used to work at Walmart, and they're like, if you worked at Walmart between this time and this time, you may be entitled to, you know, so much money. It's because they, it said, like, if you've ever... worked for them during this period of time, and like you've ever had breaks shortened or not taken a lunch mm-hmm. break or whatever, you can be.
Yeah, I heard
so
about that
money.
One. That was something different.
But there's
about
like
breaks.
Millions of people hitting up on that, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna get much.
I just
for, like,
I wasn't
yeah,
expecting.
You'll
it was
get
funny.
Like 20, a
yeah,
20.
Yeah,
literally,
in the mail. I did. I got when you split it between a couple billion people, you know.
Hey, that's five entries for a 120 gig iPod. You don't know.
I found
what was that?
It. Cool.
What was that
you
again?
Could win. TheJamhole.com/contest.
Okay, I still need you to write it down.
Really? I'll email it to you. Okay. I'll MySpace it to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So anyway, they found this downsy window licker unsavory 8-year-old in some concrete. Like, I don't know.
What?
It's weird.
In concrete.
But the parents made it look like, whoa, like, where's our kid at? Where did our retarded
they
kid
hit
go?
They hit the kid and was like, oh, no.
But it was, right. So,
so they killed their child, right?
Kind of, I guess.
Is that what we're saying?
The parents of a French 8-year-old girl whose body was found encased in concrete have been held on suspicion of manslaughter. The girl, Marina Sabatue, was discovered at her father's workplace in Le Mans, southwest of Paris. That's how they talk there. I've been there. When I got off the train in Père de Gare or wherever the fuck it was, it smelled like piss. And I saw no less than 3 bums just pooping or peeing just right there, like at the train station. It stunk there.
Gross.
I hated
that's
it.
Gross.
It
that's
so
disgusting.
Gross. Like the town, once you get in and away from all that shit, it's pretty nice. But like you have to go on that train to get anywhere. And there's all
and that's
these,
the first thing you
it's
see.
A toilet.
You're like, Jesus it's, Christ.
I got
somebody.
Off the train. It
it's
was
like seeing the subways in New York first thing before
yeah,
anything else.
Yeah, kind of. It's just, it's nasty.
Gross.
On Wednesday, the parents told police the girl had been kidnapped. Prosecutors say they believe Marina died after being beaten last month and that the body was kept in a freezer before being covered in concrete. You got to keep it frozen, right?
Right.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll start to decompose.
Hey, I lost
smell.
My kid, but I know I encased
it
in
right.
concrete.
It was a black guy who took it.
Right.
Do they do that in France, do you think? Like we do here?
This guy, he was totally black, and he had, like, he was, like, 6 foot tall.
They were probably like,
he
was American. He was American.
And had, like, a basketball in his right arm, and my kid on the left one.
Prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation against both parents on suspicious manslaughter, violence against a minor, and wasting police time.
Ooh.
On top of that, your kid's ooh. Dead, but we're going to give you a charge of wasting our fucking time.
Fucking A.
Because you killed it.
Holy shit.
Prosecutors say that after the body was found on Friday, the couple confessed to police that they had maltreated Marina, who had Down syndrome. They were like, we're not down with this. She's down with it, but we're not. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't want it.
You keep but, it.
But insisted that she had died of natural causes. Like, you know.
She's inside concrete.
Well,
so they freak out. Our kid's gone. Our kid's
we buried
gone.
Her.
Okay, fine. Okay, the kid died of natural causes. We just thought we'd dispose of her body in a block of concrete.
Right, like, we didn't want to bother you guys.
So we made a big deal about this just because we felt guilty for killing her and
right.
putting her body somewhere.
Well, if you're like, look at what happened. Obviously, they're not going to be like, well, you did this. And you're like, well, no, because I called you. It couldn't have been me, you know. There's
oh,
no...
God.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
No that, possible way that that makes sense.
That's so,
so
sad.
Yeah, yeah, too many people nowadays pull that. It doesn't work anymore, dude.
I know.
Can we get some people, like, you know, just killing people for over glasses of milk? I like those stories better, you know?
Yeah.
Those are just great.
They told investigators that they had found her body in their basement in early August and in a panic had hidden it in a freezer. Later, the father is said to have placed the body in a container at his workplace and filled it with concrete. The couple concocted the abduction story as school authorities were bound to ask questions at the start of the term. They're like, we better think of something because she's going to start school pretty soon.
Right.
And then we're effed.
People are going to notice that she's gone.
She was kid. Napped?
Yeah.
Roll with
someone
that.
Stole her.
they can. I know, like, who would want your Down syndrome child?
No
somebody.
Shit, right?
I have it unsavory. You
they had
it?
Down syndrome. They were like, look! They tried to rescue her. They could face life imprisonment if convicted. They have 4 other children who probably all also are Down.
Interesting.
Who have been
why
placed-
that one?
Right.
I wonder.
Maybe because it was the only one with Downs.
I wonder.
I would be curious to
Mommy,
see.
Mommy, if it's too much for you to handle, give her to someone who will love her.
Yeah, not the concrete.
Not,
but I would
not
be
concrete.
I would be curious to see if the other three were normal. And right. they were just like trying to trim up the herd,
yeah, right.
if you will.
Get rid of the weak ones.
Right. All right. Well,
reminds me of the Barbie and Ken killers. Have you
they watched 300 just a few too many times. They're like, over the cliff. You're flawed.
You are flawed. I saw it twitch. Throw it. My God. It's
crazy.
So amazing.
That is awesome. So, well, that sucks. Patrick Swayze's dead. A child with Down syndrome in France is dead. Your virginity is what? Dead.
And there's no such thing as a reborn virgin.
No.
Once you lose it, it's gone.
Yeah, there's,
get unless, over it.
Unless you watch True Blood and you're a vampire as a virgin, because that sucks, dude.
Oh, what did you
yeah,
think
I've
about
actually,
that?
I've seen
Do you
one.
Watch?
I saw the one episode where she is always a virgin or whatever.
Yeah, that
I did.
Sucks, dude. She like
they fuck and they're like just rocking it, and then they
like,
go
oh!
to sleep and they wake up and he's like, "Let's fuck again." She's like, "Oh, it hurts." Oh,
again,
oh, a heel down there, I reckon, too. Oh.
I hate that. The fucking voices. They're all
She's
like,
hot, though, that redhead. Oh, I'd bang. I'd rip that fucking, what's it
She's
called?
She's got no
what's
boobies
called?
And no
vulva. I'd
nothing.
Rip that vulva
She looks like
apart.
A fucking 12-year-old, dude.
Apart.
A tip, that is.
Okay.
Hey.
Last story before we get
sick.
Out of here. Tell me.
No.
Absolutely not.
Couldn't do it.
If you needed a getaway driver and
you
had
you?
Two choices. Number one is your friend who has...
Burger just says rape. I don't know where that came from.
Who has no arms.
Whoa, wait.
Or B, would you choose your friend that has arms?
I'd probably choose
Getaway
my friend that has arms.
Driver. You're driving. Yes, caller, what the fuck do you want?
It's 2016. Told me to call.
Oh, what up,
hi.
G?
I just wanted you to say hi to your guest.
I'm at college and drunk. Hi, Ashley.
Are you
hi.
In college already?
Yes, I'm in college. I have been for several years.
26. Do you have a big cock? Ashley
yes.
was wondering.
Don't lie to me.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Okay, hold on. Are you in a place right now where you can jerk yourself off? Because she is going to talk you through this. And go.
I am not. I'm not.
Go.
I'm not.
He is not in an appropriate place.
Doesn't matter.
Said.
Do it. Make him have a hard on right now. Do it.
Are you serious?
Do
it up.
Go.
Imagine. I can't do this right now. Are you
oh,
kidding
come
me?
Come on. You choking.
Slide
come
that
on.
Cock.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come well, on.
Come on.
Okay, you want me to get you hard? What
sure.
What you like? Sure. What do you look like? Who are you?
His name is 26. It doesn't matter.
Are you really 26?
No.
How old are you?
He's not 26.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, jailbait.
And
oh
thanks
boy.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks
Holla
for playing the game.
Anyway, a semi-armless teenager who acted as a getaway driver
oh.
on a jewelry heist, driving at 100 miles per hour during police pursuit, despite needing someone to change the gears for him, has escaped jail.
Oh,
way to go.
Congratulations.
That's good, yeah. For no arms, dude?
Congratulations.
That's John, crazy.
John Smith, 18, who has no arms below the elbow, was in charge of a Ford Focus during the robbery of Ernest Jones in Hempstead Valley Shopping Center near Rainham, Kent. 2 a.m., the three other members of the gang smashed the shop window with a claw hammer and made off with, ready, £174,445 of jewelry.
Oh,
so probably
my God.
Like 150 grand, 125
it's a hell of a
grand.
Story.
Something like that.
Like, but there's four of you, and you picked the dude that has no arms
to
drive.
Right.
He's good, I guess. They got away.
I suppose so.
I play a lot of Need for Speed.
A shit ton, dude.
Despite they had him training on Hot Pursuit just so he'd get the feel of, like, cops chasing him and shit.
I have a Need for Speed.
Despite heavy damage. Was sorry.
What?
Despite heavy damage to the vehicle, Smith attempted to continue, but a police car forced him against the tunnel wall. Like, if you could imagine two dicks trying to make it into one vagina, and then one of them rams the other one right
into, like,
into
the leg.
Right into the asshole.
Into the leg, and you break your dick. You're like, fuck! Ah, it hurts.
I hate when that happens.
I hate when there's little bugs crawling on my screen.
Why are there little bugs crawling on
your
screen?
Because the window's open and those halogens attract a lot of bugs. Anyway, accordingly, he sentenced Smith to a 12-month youth custody order, suspended for 2 years, slapped a 6-month electronically tagged curfew on the teen, and ordered him to attend a probation service Think First program. Quote. Yeah. That's pretty awesome that you got away for a while.
That's pretty impressive. That dude. Like, dude, I impressive. Got no arms and I escaped.
Just shift for me. Hey, you guys got a stick shift, you son of a bitch. You know I drive a stick.
You know I don't have any hands.
Fuck. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us for episode 245. We'll be back Wednesday for episode 246. One more episode closer to that big number 250, thejamhole.com/250. Check it out. We'll be doing this live. You're going to strip for us and fuck people that have big cocks.
Wait, no.
I will make a list of people that are there with big cocks.
I have to see the cocks and I will choose.
We'll do only that after one. The show.
I want to choose only one.
Okay. Very good.
Bring your big cocks.
Bring your big cocks.
Bears to the front.
September 25th, big cocks to the front.
Can't wait.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message 406-204-4687. You have anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Nope.
I think I'm good.
Thanks for being with us. You?
I'm good to go. Later.
All right.
Bye-bye now. I'll see you all on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.